Bev Randles, partner at Randles and Split Gerber Law Firm.
And you have made it known that a class action lawsuit has been filed against Monsanto Company over dicamba damage in 10 states. Remind us of, I believe you started the litigation back in November when you filed a suit on behalf of a peach farm in Missouri. Is that part of this?
No, it's not. That case is Bader Farms and Bill Bader versus Monsanto. And that's a different action, and it's continuing to proceed on its own.
Tell us about this action, this latest one.
Well, the basis for this one is the same as the Bader Farms case. Essentially, the claim is that that Monsanto released their Xtend seed on the market without a corresponding herbicide. Monsanto markets this seed as a crop system that's to be used with their dicamba herbicide. That herbicide wasn't approved until November of 2016. One of their two dicamba herbicides was approved then, well past the 2016 growing season. And so without that corresponding herbicide, farmers who purchased the Xtend seed, some of them sprayed older versions of dicamba illegally, and that dicamba is prone to drift. It's very volatile, and when it drifts, even minuscule amounts onto non-GM crops and vegetation, it can damage them, and that's what's happened to the plaintiffs, Stephen and Dee Landers, and many, many other farmers around the country.
Yes, and tell me, tell me about the Landers.
The Landers are wonderful people. They are they're a couple who started farming in the 70s. They have a small family farm. Actually covers various parts of New Madrid County, which is down in the Boot Heel. They primarily farm soybeans and corn anymore. They used to do cotton, but primarily anymore soybeans and corn. And they have about a little over 1,500 acres that they have farmed. And in 2016, a substantial portion of their crops were impacted by dicamba damage, and it greatly reduced their yield.
And how did it? How did this come to include farmers in other states? And can you give me a number of farmers affected?
Well, the way that this came about for us filing it at all is we were being contacted either directly or indirectly by smaller farmers who don't necessarily have the resources to take on a giant like Monsanto. But they had also had dicamba damage to their crops, and they were looking for a way to hold Monsanto accountable for the damage done, in the judicial system. But they just didn't have the resources, and so we became very concerned that these smaller farmers were going to be left out in the cold, and that they wouldn't see their day in court. There are 10 affected states thus far, as we know of. There are 10 states that the EPA lists as having experienced dicamba damage, and those states are Missouri and Arkansas. A lot of damage, particularly Missouri and Arkansas, but also Illinois and Kentucky, Minnesota, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas. I think North Carolina also. And so those are also areas where farmers were impacted by the dicamba.
And I'm sorry, did you give me a number of farmers?
We just don't know for certain. I expect it's going to be into the hundreds, because there's approximately, we know for certain, over 200,000 acres have been affected just in the last couple of growing seasons alone. So I would estimate that it will be over, well over 100, into the hundreds, but I'm not certain of that yet. It's just too early in the litigation to make that pronouncement.
Okay.
Anything other than an estimate.
Sure. And so farmers can join it. They're open to do that.
any farmer who's interested, can contact our firm. Obviously, they would have an option to opt out and proceed on their own if they wanted to. But yes, farmers who are interested would just need to contact our law firm, and we go through it in what's called an intake form, and that's the process.
As you know, Monsanto, in reaction to your first lawsuit, said that the responsibility is in the hands of the farmers who used the old dicamba product illegally. And in fact, your news release does say farmers throughout the country used illegal and dangerous herbicides. Is the is the responsibility and liability not on them rather than the company?
The responsibility is on Monsanto. There is plenty of legal precedent for that. What Monsanto did was reckless and irresponsible. Releasing a seed on the market where there wasn't a corresponding herbicide, they knew full well that it was inevitable, and it was the standard in the law is foreseeability, that it was foreseeable that this damage would occur. And there has even been testimony in Arkansas before Arkansas's plant board. There was testimony from a farmer there that his Monsanto rep told him to go ahead and spray the older version of Monsanto, even though it was illegal. You can't do those sorts of things. And Monsanto trying to shield itself from liability by pointing the finger outward, I don't think it's right.
And
it's not responsible.
Thank you. The first lawsuit, where does that stand? Has that been heard? Has there been a hearing on that yet, the Peach case?
Not yet. Monsanto removed that case to federal court, and so it is currently in the Southeastern District of Federal Court in Missouri. We then filed a motion to remand the case to have it sent back to state court in Duncan County. And so the judge just hasn't made his ruling on that yet. We've gone through the motion process, and we're just waiting to hear from the judge what his decision is on that.
And did I read that you guys are trying to get it back into out of federal court and back into the original court?
Right. That was our motion to remand to get it sent back to state court, yes.
And why is that?
Well, we believe it is properly in state court. These are state claims. They're not federal claims, and the damage that occurred in Duncan County, Missouri, which is where Mr. Bader's farm is situated. Monsanto is a Missouri corporation. We believe that it should be before the state court in Duncan County where it occurred.